Comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
We have a final in Lakers. Kansas City pulls one out. Ends their two-game losing streak, 37-25, over the Lakers. Let's start at an individual by the quarters. After one, Lakers was leading 8-1. At halftime, they're leading 14-10. After the third quarter, they had a two-point lead, 22-20. And then Kansas City pulled one out, 12 points. They outscored them 17-3 in the fourth quarter for a final score of 37-25. Let's start out individual score stats for Lakers. Nick Post had 8 points, 4 points in each half. Evan Gasho went scoreless, 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Kyle Binder had 2 points. Evan Kaczynski had 1 point off of free throw. Jared Schutte had a 3 in the first half. That was it for him. And Paul Zwemer had 11. 4 in the first half, 7 in the second half. They shot 11.1% in the second half, 1-for-9, for a grand total of 4-for-15 for 26.6% from the free throw line. Remember that stat. For Cass City, Cody Orban led all scorers with 13 points. And 13 of those coming in the second half, 10 of those in the fourth quarter. Ethan Nickel had 10 points. Justin Kirkall with 2 at the buzzer. Lucas Schenk with 3 off of free throws. Drew King with 1 point. And Cole Israelson with 8. They shot 7-for-12 in the second half for 58.3% from the free throw line for a grand total of 8-for-14 from the charity stripe for 57.1% compared to Lakers 26.6. John?
Field goal percentages tell a story also. For the Lakers, in the third quarter, they were 4-for-13, 30%. 1-for-8 in the fourth quarter, 13%. Grand total for the half is 5-for-21, 24%. And if you add that for the other half, 20% for the night, and that's not going to win you ball games. Cass City for the third quarter, 4-for-13, 30%. 4-for-10, 40% in the final stanza. For the half, 8-for-23, 35%. And grand total was 26% for the night. That's not great shooting, Clark, but I'll tell you what. They got the job done in the second half, and what was really impressive, though, was when they needed to salt the game away, it was from the free throw line. And that is exactly what you need to do for districts when you put yourself into that kind of a position. For Cass City, they're going to be waiting a little bit, of course, when the March Madness starts. They don't have an opening game. They're waiting for the winner of Harbor Beach?
Harbor Beach, USA. And Cass City is hosting that second-round game as well as the finals.
Now, for the good news for Lakers, they really played a very competitive ball game tonight, and they were very impressive. So their defensive prowess on the back defense, I thought, was very active. And when they have their full court pressure going, it's as good as anyone in the entire Thumb area. What they need to do is go ahead and, again, I think I mentioned it before, is don't confuse activity with achievement. They need to go ahead and score off these things, and they're going to be okay. If they're looking for a little bit of improvement in some area that would help them salt a game away, and that'd be the free throw line. Because let's face it, that's where the game was won and lost tonight.
Well, Lakers, unfortunately, now hasn't won a game in 35 days. That comes all the way back to Bay City All Saints on January 20th, and they're now 0-for-7 in that streak. That's going to wrap things up in Lakers country here. Final score was 37-25, Cass City. For John Mooney, color commentary, pushing the buttons back in the studio, Michael Kaufman, I'm Clark Ramsey, play-by-play and producer of this broadcast. Thank you for listening tonight, folks. We will be back on Friday. It is Lakers at USA. Should be a good one in the West. You're tuned to WIW. Thanks for listening. Back to regular programming in just a hot minute.